As I was prepared to leave, I called the nearby U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Command, or CID, office on Fort Riley to inform them of what I had just learned at Elliot's body shop and to ask if they could assist in helping me identify the renter in case he was still active duty or had been recently discharged. Thankfully, an investigator who was still in the office suggested that I come right over. I left Elliot's body shop and arrived at Fort Riley's CID office on base about 15 minutes later. This was the first time I had ever actually entered Fort Riley, despite having passed by hundreds of times in my life. Their building, like most of the structures on the base and in many older town squares across central Kansas, was constructed of limestone, the most abundant material in the Flint Hills, particularly when Fort Riley was established in the early 1850s. Fort Riley's location was strategic at that time, as it sat on the Kansas River near the Santa Fe Trail and provided protection for local settlers, as well as travelers headed west. Upon entering the building, I introduced myself and provided a more detailed explanation of what I had learned during my interviews at Elliott's Body Shop. I emphasized that the most important thing they could assist with was identifying any U.S. Army personnel who had recently been discharged or transferred out in the last couple of weeks. While I provided the name Robert Kling and a general description, I asked them to cast a wide net when reviewing their records. I knew we had a strong chance of identifying Kling through fingerprint analysis on the Elliott's Body Shop documents, especially since we suspected Kling had been in the military.